Let's check in now with the Mount Alexander Shire. We say good morning to their CEO, Darren Fuzzard. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Now, unfortunately, we are not able to talk football. I know you're a big Carlton fan, but we're not able to. We've had a complaint. I've got it here. It says, do we have to listen to this little peanut talk about Carlton all the time? So, yeah, that came in, mate.
Goodness me, Robbo. Who did that?
Well, it was me, of course. Yeah, come on, hey. I know how to play the game. No, look, 3-0. Well done, you blue baggers. You must be pretty happy, even though you coughed up a 40-point lead. But you must be pretty happy with the way we're going.
Very much so, Robbo. Yes, we were in the stands, as always. And the first two quarters, I tell you, it was great to watch the way they were playing. They were doing everything right. And those second two quarters were very uncomfortable, I have to say. But there was a lot of happy fans at the end.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, let's turn our attentions to matters of local council. First round of the 2022 Community Grants has been awarded.
They have, Robbo, and thanks for picking that up in the news before too. But a little bit more about those. We talk about these every 6 months or so, of course, Robbo. We have two rounds, and we have announced the first round of the 2022. We've got 18 community groups, and they're sharing in about $50,000 of council support to deliver community projects and initiatives throughout the Shire. And as always, Robbo, a fantastic range of initiatives coming from the community, and it really is amazing to see what this small contribution that we can make to each of them, how that helps them to achieve what they want to. So some really great projects in there. The LGBTIQA+ creative writing course is coming from that. There's the Mount Alexander Vintage Engine Club's plan to upgrade their accessibility so they can get all of their club members involved. Castlemaine Seed Library, using their grant to educate about the collection and growing of native seeds. Tarangau Dementia Alliance, who provide support for community members of Malden who are living with dementia, have got another great project in there. And then there's kits for Campbell's Creek residences to welcome them there. New equipment for Castlemaine Cycling Club. There's a new kitchen equipment for Muckleford Creek Club, and lots more, Robbo. So some really great projects, as you can hear from that yeah, shorter list, that really do make a difference to a lot of people in our community. So thanks and well done to all those people who took the time to apply for those funds from us. And thank you for making the effort that you do to make our community better.
Well, let's stay on target there too, because you mentioned the LGBTIQA+, and the Pride Across the Ages podcast has been released.
Yeah, and I'm well outside my area of expertise talking about podcasts, I've got to tell you, Robbo, but I understand this one is just fantastic. They really have become an important way of telling stories over the last few years, of course, and this particular podcast is called Pride Across the Ages, and it's a very heartfelt podcast that tells the stories of 10 LGBTIQA+ members of our community and what it was like for them to grow up and come out in regional Victoria over the last 40 years. So an amazing story, a bit of storytelling. And it's Pride Across the Ages is really a celebration of pride, but it's also to commemorate that it's been 40 years since the decriminalisation of homosexuality in Victoria. So that podcast is going to be launched officially on Thursday, the 5th of May. That'll be at the Castlemaine Library with what's called a listening party, which is really also a great opportunity to meet and greet members of our steering group who were the contributors to this fantastic podcast, Robbo. So find out more information about that event on Council's website. And if anyone wants to have a listen, they can get that on Spotify and Amazon Music. Just search up Pride Across the Ages, Robbo.
Okay. Now, we've got to belt through these last couple here, Darren, but the Koskas Youth Festival, that's on this weekend?
It is. We talk about this all the time too. So this is the culmination of the process of applicants, and we'll be showing off the winners this weekend at the Village Square. Going to be a great event for the whole family, Robbo. Apart from showing the winning films and having them announced, they'll be followed by a feature film, which is the Lego Movie, and that's going to be a free, family-friendly event. It'll be an incredible movie night with Pizza the Wheels will be there, Ice Cream Social, which everybody loves, and we'll, of course, have popcorn there for the movie. So if everyone wants to head down to the Village Square this Friday in Castlemaine between 6:30pm and 9:30pm, there'll be some fantastic films from our young stars in the making, as well as a great feature film in the Lego movie. Don't forget your picnic rugs and picnic chairs, Robbo, and get more information about that one on the Mount Alexander Shire Youth website.
It's funny, the Lego movie, it'll have you in pieces. Hey, I'm not very good, Darren, but I work cheap. Come on. And finally, new plans to protect the Castlemaine Botanic Gardens, one of my favourite spots. Love it.
Yours and so many other people's, Robbo. We understand that. Our Parks and Gardens team, who are absolutely passionate about as well, understand that too. So not only have they been working hard on day-to-day making sure that the gardens are well kept, they've created two new plans that really protect the botanical gardens for the long term. So they will. The first plan is called Living Collections. It's focusing on establishing the right plants that will thrive in the area, making sure the systems that we use look after the gardens at the same standards that you'd expect from any botanic gardens around Australia and the world, and planning for climate change impacts on the gardens as well. The second plan is called Tree Succession. That's going to be looking at doing regular surveys of the trees in the gardens to make sure that they are staying healthy, doing any specific guidelines for maintenance of the trees as they need it. And, of course, looking at planting new trees when we have to because, as we know, like all of us, Robbo, we don't last forever and neither do the trees. So lots of good work being done to make sure that very much loved gardens will be around for another 150 years, Robbo.
Terrific stuff. All right, Darren, listen, all the best and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Robbo.
Good on you, mate. Darren Fuzzard from the Mount Alexander Shire.